Good morning. I tell you, I'm so blessed. Some of you know, my granddaughter lives in an apartment above my garage. And every weekend she has a little, well, he's going to be two next week, little toddler that's at our house. And, you know, you forget if you haven't been around children, but children wake up so happy. They're very happy in the morning. It reminded me this morning of joy in the morning. And then again, I looked at him as he played, and he wanted to see Papop, which he calls Stan. And Stan decided to play a little game with him that he played with his children and grandchildren. And I thought, well, he might be a little young. But Stan would take an imaginary ball and throw it up in the air, and he's got a sack, and with his finger he flips the sack like as the ball would drop. So it appears like an imaginary ball's going up and it drops in the sack. And he looked at little Eli and he said, you do it. And he looked in the sack. He said, get it. Put your hand in there. You can get it. He looked. He grabbed it. And he said, throw it up in the air. He looked at him and he threw it up in the air. Stan said, let's catch it. And he caught it. You know, the bag made a noise from Stan's finger. And I thought, oh, so wonderful, you know, that the imagination of children starts very young. And it's so sad that sometimes as adults we forget to play. We forget about those good times. But I can tell you, those chubby little legs and his little onesies when he wakes up, there isn't anything more glorious than those little chubby legs in the morning. We all need to be exposed once in a while. So, in thinking about what to say today, I honestly thought maybe we'd have an all-message service, and we might yet. I don't know. But it seems like life, if you watch the news, if you don't watch the news, seems to have gotten kind of serious these days. And when we turn to that seriousness and we try to make things right within ourselves, we try to make things right with those loved ones around us, because there's lots of changes going on right now. Lots of changes. People are moving. People are losing jobs. People are getting jobs. There's all kinds of changes going around in my world anyway. And if it happens to one of mine, immediately I go, oh, what will they do? And I have to get on the phone and I call my other daughter. Oh, listen to this. What can we do? We have to really do something. We have to fight for them. And then I realized we can't do anything. We have to let this experience be their experience. We have to let this experience for them to look at who they are and what they are and realize that when you surrender to the light, when you surrender and ask the universe or God or divine essence, whatever you call your higher power, there always, always, always is an answer somewhere. But every so often in our lives and every so often in history, we forget and think we have to master all these things ourselves. And the saddest thing of all is there's a big brick wall right in front of us that we have built when we think that we're going to master this ourselves and push through and make it all right. Because in this day and age, it's the age of our spiritual awareness. It's the day and age of knowing the divine within us. And it's not the intellect that we find it. It's just as simple as knocking on the door and feeling a response and remembering we don't have to do it ourselves. Matter of fact, we can't do it ourselves. Because it's always too big for us. But we, with our ego and our intellect, time after time, we stumble until we forget. And I mean, and then once we forget, and then we stumble, and then we go, oh yes. All I have to do is let go. All I have to do is allow and know that those people around me have the same faculties that I have. We all have the same. We're all part of this greatness of that one wonderful oversoul energy, that God energy. And it's the day and it's the time of becoming aware of that. And part of becoming aware of that is learning how, or remembering how to dream again. Dream is a verb. Dream is creating. Dream brings us visions of the illusions of what the possibilities are that we are creating that become manifest in reality. What do you think? Where do you think all these people who invent things, where do they get this? It's because most of them, their neighbors or relatives thought they were so wacko, they didn't pay any attention anyway. But they lived in their dream. They used their imagination. It became a substance to them that they never gave up. They saw the end goal of the vision that they wanted. So the energy comes. The ideas come. Do you know? I've known many, many people who, when you read history, like Thomas Edison, they never lost their energy. They never lost their goal. Because as they dreamed it, as they saw it, with this energy, it was always there. So it didn't matter to them if they made 1,000 failures, because the right one was coming up. And I know you've all heard, we just knew we were closer to getting the answer. We knew we were closer to getting what we needed. Well, we need to go back to those simplistic things. Because not only is there a battle of goodness in the world, of realizing that we all have the same creator, whether we know it or not. We all have that divine essence, where we realize it or not. There are many people who are not aware of that yet. But as we are placed on this earth plane, now for a reason, those of us that have become aware of something more, it's like awakening the world through our energy, awakening ourselves again to the possibilities that when we dream, there's an energy that allows our subconscious mind to go out into the ethers and answers start dropping in, or those visions start going. It might not be exactly what we think if we don't put a limit on it. Did you ever think it might be a whole lot better? This or something better. This or something better. There was something about Albert Einstein this week. My husband read it to me on Facebook. I don't know if you got it. It said something about if man loses his power to dream, he could no longer exist. I don't know where, maybe that wasn't Albert Einstein. Maybe that was somebody else. But Albert Einstein did bring it around that everything is energy. God is energy. Negative is energy. What you believe in and what you think about is energy. That energy is like a dream that creates. So it behooves us to complain about what we have in our life. Because whether we realize it or not, it could be through ignorance or it could be on purpose. When we understand the law, what we're experiencing has everything to do with what we're vibrating. And that higher consciousness now is calling upon us to raise our thoughts, to raise our vibration, to raise our consciousness, so we can even become more aware of the worlds and the universes around us. You see, John said it so beautifully in Revelation, but most religions run away from it because it looks as though it's so filled with fear. I didn't understand it at the time, but even when I was a kid, I said, oh, it's all symbolic. It doesn't mean the world's coming to an end. Well, metaphysically, we know now he was talking about the battle within ourselves, that there's something greater, that when we see the vision of who we are and begin to feel the power of our goodness, that is that divine essence personalized in us, then those negative things begin to kind of go in the background. Because you see, once you start thinking in that way, the energy of enthusiasm comes, the energy of possibilities come, the energy of realizing we're more than what we were as far as our self-esteem and self-worth. Our world changes. Our individual universe changes. It's so easy to become complacent in our habitual thinking of victimization, or our habitual thinking of, I don't have much. We just created that. We just created that, that keeps us at that level. I know some of you know who Little Evening Star is. She said, what you all don't understand is, it's the belief about yourself, whether you know it or not. She said, wealthy people remain wealthy because they don't know any better. They've always vibrated that. The poor people stay where they are because of their self-worth. They think they're not worth any more than that. So they're creating more of that, and they're staying right where they are. I wonder what would happen if we just pulled the plug of all those negative things, just pulled the plug, let all that negativity out, and just walk a few steps in the possibilities and remember who we are. Remember who we are, because I can remember as a child laying on the sidewalk asking to remember, because I knew there was something I couldn't remember that was far greater than me. I thought, if I could just remember part of it, please, that could help me. I didn't remember it at that moment. And at some time you might not get a vision that, but it's a slow process. Truth is always a slow process of growing into something. Just like it doesn't take long for a rose to open in its glory. But if you sit and watch it, it looks like it's going to take forever. If you go in the next day, it can be blossomed forth in its beauty. That's the same with us. If, let's let go. Let's let go. I know there was a challenge somebody had. You wear a bracelet. And if you think negative, you got to put it on the left arm or vice versa. Trying to keep positive thoughts for 90 days. It took them, some of them, way over a year. What about if we did it for a day or an hour and felt the results? You see, I believe in going slowly. If you go slowly, it's the quickest way to your goal, because you become aware of everything. You've stopped enough to listen to your inspiration. You've stopped enough to listen to ideas of what you've created. Listening to the ideas of possibilities instead of impossibilities. There was a book, Everything I Ever Needed to Know, I Learned in Kindergarten. Well, I think we came to this earth plane with everything we ever needed to know. But you see, it's coded. It's in symbols. It's in coincidences. It's in meeting the people you're around. It's when you take the challenge of realizing, yes, you might be a little different to the world's standards, but you have a belief within your heart that you know you have to live up to. And when you have that belief within your heart and you don't live up to it, then the spirit within you just gets a little restless. It gets a little restless because it knows why we've come. There isn't anything more or greater importance in this world right now than living that high standard of just loving. That's what's needed in this world more than anything. And haven't we learned in very beginning times of churches, no matter what brand you went to, that God is love? God is that love energy in you. God is that love energy in everything all around us. God is that love energy that allows us to dream and think and be, just be in our being of blessedness so that we can become. Because if we can't stand still to become aware that all we have to be is being, and that is just surrendering to the light so that you can feel that energy, so you can become that energy, then just surrendering, just feeling the light, just feeling the love, allows us to then go the next step in becoming. God bless you all.